Nedarim Perk Tes, Mishnah Ches 9:8, and more along the lines of the previous two Mishnayos, talking about what happens if you have a netter which includes multiple elements, and the netter, for whatever reason, isn't going to apply to all of the elements. So this is a little different here. In our Mishnah, a person makes a neder against a category. Well, the first category will be wine, and he thinks that all wine is bad for him, but he doesn't realize that only some wines are bad for him, let's call them new wines, but old wines actually are good for you. So the question is then, since he made the neder in error, under false assumptions, what happens? And the answer is the neder isn't binding. And since it isn't binding even on the mistaken elements, so kind of consistent with Rabbi Akiva's principle before, it won't be binding on any of the elements. However, just the halacha to clarify, that assumes that his reaction to discovering that his neder wasn't binding on some and therefore not all, he says, oh, okay, then, you know, so it's okay with him. But if his reaction is, oh, if I'd have known that, I would have made the neder saying, you know, I'm not drinking any wine except for old, so then he still would be restricted from eating the old, his neder would be partially binding in retrospect. So a big difference here between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah is we actually don't even need a chacham to be mat the neder. If it's made under false pretenses, the neder is not binding from the outset, regardless of, you don't need a mechanism of hatara, you know, looking for a Pesach or a Charat, etc. So here the Mishnah says inside, Konam Yayin Sheini Toem, a person makes a neder against all wine that he might drink, that is forbidden to him as a korban. And then he continues on saying the reason why he's making that neder, Shehayayin Ra Lame'ayim, because wine is bad for my digestion. Literally, wine is bad for the intestines. So, Amrulo, did they inform him after the fact? Someone tells him, listen, you're wrong. V'lo ha-miyushan yaf lame'ayim. As it turns out, older wine, miyushan means wine in its third year, since it's vintage, so that wine is actually yaf lame'ayim, it actually helps digestion. And that being the case, even though he restricted all wines, he didn't mean to restrict wine that's good for him, older wines. So therefore, hutu b'miyushan, then of course he can drink the aged wines because he didn't mean to include it, as was made explicit by his giving the reason why he's making the neder against wine in the first place. And not, says the Mishnah further, v'lo b'miyushan b'lvad hutar. Not only is he allowed to eat or drink aged wine, ela b'chol hayayin. Actually, he could drink all wine because, like the principle before, Rabbi Akiva, once you can't apply some element of the neder that's included, then all the elements, netters are binding altogether, it's either all or nothing. Similarly, says the Mishnah, this is really a very similar case, konam batzal she'eni toem, a person takes a neder against tasting onions, and he gives a reason why. She batzal ra lalev, it's bad for your heart. Amrlo, and then they tell him, well, actually, hello, hakufri yaf lalev, a certain kind of onion, the village onion, is actually good for your heart. So therefore, hutter b'kufri, then kufri, then he becomes permitted to eat the village onions. And since his neder included all onions, and some of them can't be applied because it was an error, therefore lo b'kufri bilvad hutter. Not just is he permitted to eat the village onions, ela b'chol habatzalim. Now all onions are permitted to him, meaning the whole neder falls away. Subject to that point before I made that if he reacts saying, "Oh, if I had known that, I would have made a neder that actually includes everything except for the village onions," and I wouldn't. Then he would. Indeed, I'm still be restricted. And actually, this last case, which doesn't have much more of an innovation from the previous case about the wine, actually happened. As the Mishnah says, Ma'aseh haya, it actually happened that someone approached Rabbi Meir, and they asked this very question. I made a neder against onions, and I didn't realize that the kufri ones are good for me. V'hitiru Rabbi Meir b'chol habatzalim. And Rabbi Meir says, okay, then you can eat all onions, not just the kufri ones. So that confirms that's the din. This is presumably just showing this halacha lemaaser. Meir is passing this way, consistent with Rabbi Akiva's principle and really consistent with Beis Hillel's Shita, as I explained a couple of Mishnahs ago, which we said back in the third parak Mishnah Beis.